comes in again and bowls to Chris Nash, who hits this through the offside. But hit that inside out. That was a good shot by Chris Nash, using his feet down the wicket and hit the ball through the offside. No protection out there, and the ball raced away for four runs. Gregory comes in and bowls to Chris Nash, who hits this off the back foot. That's a super shot by Chris Nash. Through backward point for four runs. It was wide outside the off stump. He'd bowled a good first over Lewis Gregory, who gave Nash far too much width, and he hammered the ball through backward point for four. Nash goes to 19, Sussex 32 for no wicket.
That's the danger with this field. He's got all the men up on the offside, and if he gives them anything outside off stump, especially with Nash, who can give himself a bit of room, he just shuffled to the leg side there and made an easy shot for himself.
Let's see what happens. In comes Allenby, bowls, and Chris Nash with the turn of the wrist flicks that through square leg. That's going to be four runs. Lovely shot by Chris Nash. Allenby back to his mark, comes running down the hill, comes into bowl to the right handed. Nash, who pulls that one away. Well, not quite six, but one bounce over the ropes for four runs. Good shot by Chris Nash. He goes to 33, and that's the Sussex 50 up. The 50 coming up in the sixth over.
He's doing a very useful thing here. He's either absolutely smashing the ball, or he's completely mishitting it. So it's either not reaching the field or sailing miles over their heads. But hopefully he keeps doing that for the whole innings. So we've got Lewis Gregory again coming from the bottom end with everyone out on the leg side trying to get the ball back of a length, and that's one is going to be six. And that is going to be a very sore cameraman over there as well. It's just hit one of the Sky cameramen. So he's a very fine shot for six there. It's a little bit predictable here from Somerset. They've got, as I said, they've got everyone out in the leg side, trying to bowl back of a length and get the ball hit out to that side. But when you know exactly where the ball's going to be, it can be easy for the batsman as well. And on a small ground like this, they don't care where the fielders are. All you need is the middle of the bat, and it's gone for six.
Gregory turns and runs away from us up the hill from the sea end of the ground. Under the lights, oh, bowls to Chris Nash. Whoa, high, wide and handsome. Terrific shot by Chris Nash. Well, Gregory can only sit and watch as the ball sails over the corporate entertaining way to our right-hand side. Six runs, terrific shot. What a way to go to your 50.
Exactly, 50 for Chris Nash, 51 off 32.
Overton running away from us, comes into bowl to Chris Nash. Nash hits this one high, wide and handsome. That's going to be a maximum from Chris Nash. That's what Ed was saying, and he's clubbed that one. Would you say that's over cow corner, Ed? Or is it?
That is cow corner. That is the definition of cow corner. It was the definition of a cow corner shot as well. Cow shot, I'm going to call that.
Overton comes into bowl to Chris Nash, helps us. That's going to be 100 to Chris Nash. Yes, it is. And Chris Nash runs down the wicket. He raises his hand in the air, he takes off his helmet, he's absolutely thrilled to bits, Chris Nash. And why wouldn't you be? 101 to Chris Nash in 59 deliveries, and all around us in the ground here at Hove, people are standing and applauding. When you talk about innings in T20 cricket, you don't see many better than that. Well batted Chris Nash, 101 of 59 deliveries, 207 for two. What a knock.
Oh, it's a fantastic knock. I'm so happy for Nashie to do it. As we already said, there's a lot of people here. It's a full house. He's done it in front of all of those. So.
Comes in and bowls to Chris Nash. He thumps that one away through the offside. That is going to be four runs. It was short from Overton. He was back and he just thrashed the ball through the covers for four runs. And you called it, Ed. You said they're looking for boundaries of every ball, but he's gone 6-4-4, I think, in this
he
over.
He has. He's gone dot 6-4-4. So he had a bad start, but now he's got the three boundaries that we were looking for off the. So here comes the last ball, and that could be a boundary off the last ball of the innings for Chris Nash. Was speared into
super shot,
speared into the leg stump by Yasser Arafat, and Nashie just gave himself a bit of room and eased it over there in between the long on and deep cow fielders. And that's a fantastic innings from Chris Nash. Great to watch. 112 off 64 balls. He's going to rapturous applause here. Everyone's standing, watching him walking off the field with Chris Jordan. But that's absolutely great to watch, Adrian.
Wonderful to watch. Let's just listen to the applause for Chris Nash. Richly deserved. People standing up in the pavilion, standing up in the deck chairs at the far end of the ground, and indeed at the stand away to our left-hand side. Wonderful innings by Chris Nash. He makes his way towards the edge of the boundary.